Kevin, thanks for joining us. Would it be fair to say you were let down by your most experienced players this afternoon?
Well, we didn't start the game particularly well with 11 players, and then when you get a man sent off that early, it made it difficult for us today.
Did you see the incident?
I've quickly had a look at it. The footage isn't great, if I'm honest, so it's just a difficult one. But either way, he's sent off and it's cost us.
The opening goal, Joby McEnough, he missed the tackle, didn't he?
There's a couple of bits. When you're down to 10 men, it just didn't win the tackle. It was as simple as that. But if I say, even with 11, we didn't start particularly well, but I wanted to get in. I wanted to re-galvanise them at half-time. But then we obviously went down, lost a man, and it changed the situation.
Bad afternoon. The third goal was a known goal?
Yes, I think it was, just from a set piece, and that was one of them things.
What were your thoughts after going down to 10 men? Because Scunthorpe had been here midweek, and of course, down to 10 men, they came back from behind to grab a point.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's what you're hoping to do. I'd imagine that Port Vale probably learnt from that as well. But we was 4-4-1 up until half time, and then we didn't think we'd get camped back. We're getting camped back at the end of the first half, so we went with the two up front a little bit more to try and get some out. But it was, again, it's just whether you've got 10 or 11 men, if you don't win a tackle or certain situations arise in the match, then obviously we couldn't get the points or anything.
Sign of the times when Matt Baldry plays in the centre of midfield.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yes, and he did all right in there, Matty, to be fair. Pritch had a little bit of a tight calf, but it was a decision I made in there anyway. But we do have, obviously, a lot of injuries. So we'll have to have a look at that. We've got a big game on Tuesday now.
Jay Simpson's been scoring a lot of goals recently. Your thoughts on why you took him off in the second half?
We just needed some energy up there, really. That was as simple as that. We needed some energy and try and get about him a little bit.
Will you be appealing the red card, or will Henderson definitely be missing the visit to Preston?
I'll have to have a look at it, for a real proper look at it, to be honest, and see.
Preston, it's a massive game now, of course, and you've still got that problem at home.
I know, yeah, and obviously the waveform's gone today. So, it'll be a tough game for us. But we'll certainly dust ourselves down after today and hopefully be okay at home.
Is it going to be difficult to lift the players after this?
Whenever you lose a game, it's always difficult. But you listen, that's what they're paid to do. They need to get up now. It's a home game for us and a really good game, and we'll have to be positive going into that.
There have been so many notable absentees. Are any of those players likely to be back for Tuesday?
No.
Dean Cox, will he be fit enough to start?
We'll see how he is today, see how he reacts today. Yeah, we'll wait and see.
What is the news on the absentees, starting with Roman Vanslow?
Yeah, he's injured his knee, so he's seeing a surgeon or seeing an expert on Monday, and we'll see from there.
What about the others, the likes of David Mooney, Adam Legstings, of course, and Kevin Lisby?
Yeah, hopefully a few of them will be back in training soon. But we'll just have to wait and see. Obviously, they probably won't be available for Tuesday, so we'll be working with what we've got at the moment.
We even lost Jack Price, of course, the loanee. Any chances of bringing anybody in before the visit of Port Vale?
We'll have to...
Sorry, Preston.
Yeah, we'll have to have a look and see what's available, see what's out there, and go from there.